turundusuudised.
The Bank of England's chief economist has suggested that people's Spotify downloads may be a useful tool for understanding the mood and behaviors. And she discussed that it could be a very good source for data analytics, and that could be used for improved understanding of economic and financial system for a bank. So how would you comment this news?
I think that it's an interesting idea. I do agree that there's quite a lot of insights that can be gleaned from what people are listening to. I think one of the big things that might catch people out in being able to do this is the fact that they would just take the analysis for a short period of time. So it might be from today and tomorrow and what was I listening to, and if I was listening to sad songs, then maybe I was in a melancholy mood or something like that. But what we would need to do is, first of all, understand what the general viewing, what the general, sorry, listening behaviour is. So it might be that I just like really sad songs and I listen to them all the time. So we need to understand a bit more about the wider behaviour to then be able to break it down and understand these kind of micro moments that they were talking about. The other thing is that I have other people use my Spotify account and they use it as me. So if anybody had tried to analyse that data, it would be all over the place because it's not just one person that's listening to it. So there's lots of little caveats within there, but it certainly does represent an interesting opportunity.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask that, would this be something that companies could use for analysing customer behaviour?
I think that they potentially could. Again, I don't know if we actually can get public access to that data. I meant to double check that before I spoke to you, but we need to kind of understand about what access we can have to that data. I know that Spotify have been running kind of ad targeting and things for brands via the data that they have. So it could certainly represent an opportunity for them to be able to advertise and target on the Spotify program.
Yeah, I think that it's kind of interesting ideas to play with the thoughts that there are a lot of sources of data. What we probably could kind of access easier or with a bit more difficulties, but finally we come to the reason that really what would we do there with the information and how much is really needed, for instance, for a company to make decisions on doing something, because mostly it's not about the question that how much data you have, but more about what data you have and what is the insight. Am I correct?
Yeah, no, you're definitely right there, Anu. It's more that if you collect too much data, there's going to be too many holes in it. You're probably not going to find out what it is that you're looking for because there's too much. So that's why kind of at the start of the project that I run is we look to figure out what it is that the client wants to be able to do with the data, and then we start thinking about the right sources and the right questions to ask of that data instead of just taking absolutely everything in, because I think data's great, but you can waste an awful lot of time if it's a really bad data source.
Yeah. Thank you. And I do encourage the companies, at least here in Estonia, to take more attention to data, what they have, and also not just the list of numbers, but really try to understand what's the insight, what do we need to know, and how we are going to use it based on the information what you heard from today's podcast.